Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Behind Rebel Lines, The Incredible Story of Emma Edmonds. Civil War Spy by Samuel Rate is a fictionalized biography for young readers about Sarah Emma Edmonds, a Canadian-born woman who served the Union during the American Civil War while living under the male identity, Franklin Thompson. Published for a middle grade and young adult audience, the book presents a historically based account through an adventure-driven narrative that emphasizes disguise, risk, and wartime intelligence. Rate uses a compact, accessible style to introduce readers to a figure whose life challenged 19th-century expectations about gender, military service, and public courage. The book is not a full academic biography, and its storytelling approach blends documented history with reconstructed scenes. Its purpose is to make a complex historical episode understandable and memorable by focusing on one person who moved through roles as soldier, nurse, messenger, and spy. The result is both a Civil War story and a study of identity under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Emma Edmonds uses male identity to enter a world closed to women. A central feature behind Rebel Lines is Emma Edmonds' decision to become Franklin Thompson in order to enlist in the Union Army. Rate presents this not simply as a costume change, but as an entry into institutions that would not have accepted her as a woman. The male identity allows Emma to earn wages, travel freely, and later serve in military roles unavailable to her under her birth identity. This gives the book a clear historical tension. Her courage depends on concealment, but that concealment is also a response to social restrictions. The story therefore connects personal daring with the larger gender order of the 19th century. Emma is not portrayed as rejecting service from a safe distance. She chooses a dangerous path because the conventional path is blocked. For young readers, this makes the idea of gender norms concrete rather than abstract. The army becomes a setting where identity is tested continuously, since discovery could mean disgrace, punishment, or removal from service. Rate keeps the focus on action, but the deeper significance lies in how Emma creates room for agency inside a society that gives her few official options. Secondly, disguise becomes the practical method of Civil War espionage. The book treats espionage as a practical craft built on observation, deception, and quick adaptation. Emma Edmonds succeeds because she can convincingly enter spaces where Union soldiers would normally be recognized as enemies. Rate describes her shifting identities, including roles such as peddler, servant, bookkeeper, and the figure known as Cuff, to show that spy work depends less on dramatic combat than on patience and performance. Her disguises are tools for gathering information about Confederate positions, supplies, and plans. This makes the book useful for understanding intelligence work during the Civil War in human terms. There are no advanced technologies, only memory, nerve, timing, and the ability to read people. The danger comes from the possibility that one mistake in voice, gesture, or behavior could expose her. Rate emphasizes suspense, but the underlying lesson is procedural successful spying requires preparation, discipline, and an awareness of social assumptions. Emma can pass through enemy spaces because people interpret her appearance according to their expectations. The book, therefore, shows espionage as a contest over perception as much as a contest over secrets. Thirdly, the battlefield is shown through support work as well as combat. Behind Rebel Lines broadens the usual Civil War battlefield narrative by paying attention to roles outside direct fighting. Emma Edmonds serves the Union cause not only through spying, but also through military support work associated with nursing, messages, and camp life. This matters because the book presents war as an organized system in which information, medical care, movement, and morale all affect outcomes. For a young audience, this approach helps correct the narrow impression that war history is only about generals and battles. Emma is valuable because she moves between visible and hidden forms of service. Her work near wounded soldiers and in dangerous field conditions shows that courage can involve endurance and responsibility rather than only armed confrontation. Rate keeps the narrative centered on her missions, yet the surrounding wartime environment gives those missions weight. Readers see that intelligence gathered behind enemy lines mattered because armies depended on decisions made with incomplete knowledge. And we tame by focusing on a person who is neither a famous commander nor a conventional soldier. The book highlights the many forms of labor that supported the Union war effort and made military action possible. Fictionalized biography makes history accessible while requiring context. Rate frames Emma Edmonds' life as a fast-moving narrative, which is one reason Behind Rebel Lines has remained useful in classrooms. The fictionalized biography format allows the book to give scenes shape, build suspense, and keep younger readers close to Emma's experience. This approach can make historical material easier to remember than a standard textbook account. At the same time, it requires careful reading because reconstructed dialogue and dramatized scenes may not carry the same evidentiary weight as documented facts. The book is strongest when read as an introduction to Emma Edmonds, rather than as the final authority on her life. Teachers and independent readers can benefit from pairing it with primary sources or reliable historical summaries from museums, battlefield organizations, or archives. That does not weaken the book, it clarifies its function. Rait is translating a remarkable life into a readable story, not writing a scholarly monograph. The advantage is engagement, especially for readers who might not initially seek out Civil War history. The limitation is that the boundary between documented history and narrative shaping should be discussed openly so readers learn both the story and the method of historical interpretation. Lastly, the book invites discussion of race, freedom, and historical discomfort. One of the more complex aspects of Behind Rebel Lines is Emma Edmonds' use of racial disguise during spy missions, especially the identity often identified as Cuff. In the context of the story, disguise is presented as a way to move through Confederate spaces and collect information. Modern readers, however, need context to understand the racial assumptions that made such disguise possible and the ethical discomfort it now raises. The episode reflects a society structured by slavery, racial hierarchy, and stereotypes about who could move unnoticed in certain spaces. Rait wrote for young readers and emphasizes danger and ingenuity, but a contemporary discussion should also ask what these disguises reveal about power. Emma uses the invisibility imposed on black people under slavery to complete a mission for the Union, a cause associated with preserving the nation and eventually ending slavery. That contradiction makes the book more than a simple adventure. It provides an opening to discuss how historical actors operated inside unjust systems, and how later readers can admire courage while still examining the racial conditions surrounding the events. This balanced reading preserves the book's value without ignoring its more difficult implications. In conclusion, Behind Rebel Lines is best suited for middle-grade readers, young adults, teachers, and general readers who want an accessible entry point into Civil War history through the life of a lesser-known but historically significant woman. Its practical benefit is that it turns broad topics such as gender restrictions, wartime intelligence, military support work, and Union service into a focused personal narrative. Readers gain an understanding of how disguise and social perception could function as tools of espionage, while also seeing why women who wanted public roles often had to act outside accepted boundaries. Intellectually, the book works well as a bridge between historical fiction and biography. It encourages questions about evidence, dramatization, and the difference between an engaging historical story and a complete historical record. Compared with many Civil War books for young readers, it stands out because it does not center on generals, major battles, or battlefield strategy alone. Instead, it follows a woman whose service depended on secrecy, mobility, and role shifting. That perspective gives the war a more personal and unconventional shape. The book is especially valuable when read with historical context, since its adventure narrative can open discussion about gender, race, freedom, and the hidden labor behind military history. If you would like to support Seymour Rait, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.